risks, but SEN's news hound is down at the AFL Captain's Day. Sam Edmund, welcome back to you. Sam, great to have you on.
Thanks very much, Dwayne. Great to be here down at Marvel Stadium. Cast of thousands, as always, for the Captain's Day, but we're lucky enough to be joined by one of the best in the business, Essendon skipper Dyson Heppel. Welcome, Dyce.
Thank you, mate.
Tell us, Nat Fyfe's just a couple of metres to our right. A lot of interest in him. Have you been brave enough to shake his hand?
Yeah, Fyfe, he's copping all the attention at the moment, but he was rolling around throwing elbows out instead of high fives and handshakes. So, but no, he's tracking all right.
Probably shouldn't make light of it too much. Before I hand over to Dwayne, how is the body? A lot of attention, obviously, all summer on the foot. It's a million-dollar question, but how are you tracking?
Yeah, she's obviously been a bit slower than we would have liked in the recovery, but, yeah, this stage probably not likely for round one, but we'll take it as it comes and, you know, put no real pressure on a timeline. It'll be right when it's right.
Over to you, Dwayne.
Yeah, what's the new coach, old coach mix happening at the moment? Dyson, how much of each are you getting?
Yeah, it's working really well at this stage. It's, you know, big credit to Woosher. He's played a real mentor role for Truck at the moment. And we've obviously had Blake Carosella come in as well. And both Truck and Blake are really running and implementing our game plan. So Woosher's really taken that that mentor role, overseeing things. And at the moment, it's working really well.
So has Ben Rutten actually told John that he'd like to have this right now because that's what he wants next year?
Oh, look, I don't know if that's been the case, but, you know, he's certainly learning his coaching style as he goes along and certainly picking Woosh's brain along the lines as well.
Hey, before I let you go, now you had to name your Brownlow medalist and your NAB Rising Star. No Essendon player was named as a possible winner of the Brownlow. Well, how come you didn't throw Zach Merritt's name in there, Dyson?
That's a bit of carry-on. I absolutely would have thrown him in if we were allowed, so we had to pick other clubs. But
right, okay.
Yeah, for me, definitely. Junior or Dill, we've got a few chances there, I reckon.
That sounds good, Dyson. Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, boys. Thank you.